Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to the complete program, plus recent episodes about out-of-body experiences, the scientific search for extraterrestrial life, and biblical prophecies, which may have foretold our current state of global turmoil. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to catch up on what you may have missed from Coast to Coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. Ilana Freeland's with us. We're going to take calls with her next hour. I've got more to talk with her about now. This affliction called Morgellons appears to be relatively new, Ilana. Do you believe that it has something to do with the fibers that are falling from the skies because people complain of fibers coming out of their system? And you're claiming that these things are alive.
Yes, yes. They're genetically engineered. And when Clifford Carnicum was getting into their innards to figure them out and how they were set up, he renamed them the cross-domain bacteria. And he renamed them that because they actually have elements of all three kingdoms of nature in them, which is kind of how you know that these have been genetically engineered. They also are, I just wanted to say, I don't believe that they're from the fibers falling from the chemical trails. I know they are. Are they the only delivery system would be a question that's a good question. And that I don't know, because now we're finding out what vaccinations are being piggybacked with all sorts of stuff. And we're also taking another look at GMOs now that it's been purchased by Bayer. Monsanto has been purchased by Bayer. Is it a delivery system as well, is the way I look at it. Three delivery systems, one in the air, and then one in food, mm-hmm. and then the third one. So, you know, it's a challenge to be alive now, because you have to be a paranoid in order to stay alive.
No, that's true. And by the way, you mentioned food. I on this program, you can't turn around without having some kind of food recall or some situation where people have come down with salmonella or some other affliction. Just yesterday, I had a story about Del Monte's celeries and carrots and broccoli packages that they sell. People have been getting sick with that. We've had melons. It's bizarre.
Well, and it's a mass society. I mean, they're turning to an industrialized food source, and that way they can control what we eat. It's the same to me as all the other fascist control that's being set up, where they can control our energy use with smart meters, for example. And everything is sort of boxing us in. And what I try to show in Under an Ionized Sky is how all of this constitutes the infrastructure of a space fence lockdown on humanity and all of life, actually. I mean, because we have entered a space age, but the problem is to really launch out to the solar system. I won't even talk about beyond the solar system. They have to control the planet, and that's the full spectrum dominance doctrine of the military. They want to control it through controlling the electromagnetic spectrum. I mean, it totally makes sense when you're in an electromagnetic era, as we are. It's just that most citizens don't take science beyond high school. And even then, they hated it. So now we're living in a technological era, and we have this Morgellons entity, which is partially organic, partially inorganic. It responds amazingly to wireless technology, like a toaster oven or the cell phone. People go to the doctor, and the sores are on their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And the little wire guys, there's black and red and white, I believe they are. They're like waving around in the electromagnetic doctor's office. And he wants to send them down the hall to the psychiatric ward with a delusional parasitosis verdict on their condition without even taking a sample from the sores to run it under a microscope and see what's going on. And to me, that indicates that, first of all, the delusional parasitosis was made up and put into the DSM-5 of that psychiatrists follow. All of it's kind of contrived, I assume, by the AMA in bed with Big Pharma in order to really keep the wraps, keep this under wraps, this particular disease, while they're hacking into doctor records and various social media. Everybody is talking about Morgellons on Facebook. So they're like collecting data in a covert, surreptitious manner, because this is really a plague. And here's the thing I think of, George, is that we all have it. That's what I realized with Clifford, because I saw in my own blood workup under his 300-power microscope, I saw the Morgellons sucking the iron out of my red blood cells. And I'm very healthy, and my red blood cells were, for the most part, perfectly round. But as soon as they start sucking the iron out, the blood cells all turn weird shapes. And so that's when I realized, my God, this is planetary, because we're all breathing this same air that's loaded with nanoparticles, nanoscale biologicals, nanoscale sensors, nanoscale microprocessors, and those, and what you were seeing, the polymers that you were seeing, like spider webs, it's all falling down on us, and because it's nanoscale, we're breathing it in, and it's going in our lungs, and then it's in our bloodstream, and then being nano, it can easily bypass the blood-brain barrier. So the rise in Alzheimer's, the rise in autism, the rise in autoimmune disease, hey, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out there's a connection between what's falling on us and we're having to breathe. We have not agreed to that. We have not agreed to our military-industrial intelligence complex to be guinea pigs. And yet we are being used as guinea pigs one more time. I mean, think of, historically, all the biological warfare experimentation that has been done on pockets of American citizens.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, this is planetary. This is a whole other ballgame.
What is their end game, Ilana? What do they want?
I think it's transhumanism. On this scale, where they're loading us up with nanoparticles of heavy metals, that's conductivity. They want us to become even more conductive for being plugged into the space fence apparatus. But as far as the Morgellons, and I would include Lyme in that, they have a lot in common and may actually even be the same thing. But they want to break down our immune system. So they send in something that our immune system simply cannot recognize, because it was built on thousands and thousands of years of protection of the human body. But the Morgellons, being all three kingdoms of nature, it can't recognize it. It can't deal with it. It sort of just doesn't even see it. So this has to do with breaking down the immune system, next the DNA, breaking down the DNA with the millimeter waves that are going to come with the 5G and have already come with TSA, where they, you know, you have to go through those terrible machines, and I can't go through them because I'll immediately become faint.
Really? Through the X-ray machines?
Yes, I can't. I was surprised myself. I usually bypass it and get a pat down, but I had to. I ended up in that line, and so I thought, well, let's just see what happens. And it really took my breath away. I was very surprised.
Now, there are two kinds of machines. One, you just walk right through it, and the other is you have to stand, hold your arms up, and a tube goes right around you.
It's that second one really got me. Usually I use the first one. But anyway, they're heading toward transhumanism, breaking down the human immune system, getting us to a point where we can now be manipulated remotely to make us into automatons. I mean, even our cell phones that we're carrying around, I don't own one myself, I refuse to, but the cell phone can be pulsed with frequencies to make us emotional, to deplete us of emotion, and make us sort of automaton. This is the future, this cyborg kind of enhanced human being, and I think that is one of the objectives of them loading up the stratosphere with even fungi. A lot of the fungi coming down that people are suffering from is from the upper atmosphere. It's not even ours.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.